Hello and welcome again to the Como Estas podcast. This is episode 3 for Monday the 15th, or whatever day it is. It's already 3 days in, I forgot what day it is, which has got me in trouble with someone already, but that's a different conversation. We're back here after going to 2 shows. We've got a lot. We just keep adding people to the group.
There's 6 people here right now, and yeah. only 4 are going to talk.
So that's Rob's here, TKD's here, Cecilia's here, Terry's here, and Noriko has joined us. Noriko can say hi now.
Hi. I'm Noriko.
So we all took a van to Kuala. I shouldn't say stuff while Rob had this drinking
facility. Kuala-kalko.
This is going to make Rob crack
See?
Up.
See, Kuala-kalko?
Kuala-kalko.
Kuala-kalko.
And then we went to there to the IWRG show.
Yes. So we rented a driver to take us to Kuala-kalko and then back to Naucalpan.
Yeah.
So because it was long distances.
It was long distance, and then we had 4 people in the back of a taxi today.
That's right, yeah. We didn't try to squeeze into the taxi like the other day.
I think both shows were pretty good, I thought.
Both shows, yeah.
I think the what do you think?
I enjoyed the I enjoyed both. I think they were very different. The Kuala-kalko show was the IWRG show was interesting in that you get to see it. If you've never seen a lucha brawl live, you will get to experience that firsthand. And it's very a lucha brawl is very different when you have to vacate your seat because they're going to use that seat as a weapon.
Pretty much. at various times, they took my seat as a weapon. Demon Clown took my seat. And who took your seat? Veneno,
yes.
To hit Demon Clown. So Demon Clown was the root of all our problems.
Yeah. The Canadian Demon... As Canadians are often problems, as Demon Clown was.
What were they chanting? A Demon Clown? Fuck you. Yeah. The entire night. Fuck you.
Yeah, they had to do it in English.
They know
Canadian.
That
he's,
yeah.
He doesn't understand Spanish.
Exactly. And by the way, Demon Clown, who's taller than basically every wrestler, was still wearing lifts.
Yes.
His boots were huge.
Yes, he's got to be that tall to strike fear into people all around him.
And the Kuala-kalko show was authentic lucha libre. It was small crowd, maybe only like 30, 40 people at most.
I counted 35, but then people still came in, so maybe about 40, 42-ish by the time.
And it was very traditional. You had to just, you watch, you cheer the technicos, boo the rudos,
yes.
Or vice versa if the crowd hates them. And the promoter is Justiciero, who used to wrestle for CMLL.
Yeah.
And he also refereed a few of the matches.
Yes, he introduced himself as a referee,
yeah.
Which the crowd just did not like. They didn't trust the promoter there. The crowd liked he interacted with the crowd, especially the ones who were cheering the Rudo fans, and they yelled right back at him about his counts. He did have some interesting counts. If people are going outside to kill time, he'd go uno, dos, tres, catorce, quince.
We need refs like that in CMLL or AAA to speed things up.
Yeah, yeah. Kept the action going inside. Do you want to go over the matches for that one?
Sure. If you can pronounce the names.
No. I think we've established that I cannot pronounce anything.
That's why we need Terry Jr. to speak.
And we
have to say the names.
FTL versus Sporticus. Sporticus said Sporticus 2000, but the program said Sporticus.
Yeah.
And the opener was one fall. It was
Sporticus was sporting a professional Nirvana t-shirt.
No, wasn't that?
But that
was
the other guy. Had a Nirvana t-shirt.
Yeah.
Very, very professional. And jeans, I think.
Yeah, and very skinny.
Very skinny, yes.
It was an okay opener match.
It's fine. Very basic.
Sporticus lost, so he was on ring crew duty the rest of the show. He was manning the stretcher later on.
Oh, was he?
He was hanging out on the show. It was an opener.
Whatever, not much to say about it, yeah.
Second match was the Rudos, Kid Shadow, and Orbit 2000 versus Crisis, and the Azil.
Yeah.
Close enough.
Close.
The Rudos were really entertaining. The technicals really didn't do... The Rudos really played off each other well and played off the crowd, and they were just amusing like that. And then the technicals did some moves.
Yeah, it was a perfectly fine match. They didn't screw much up. One of the Rudos, I forget which one, I think it was Kid Shadow, was very good. Falling on the floor and interacting with all the crowd about how much pain he was in.
Yeah.
The type of thing that translates better live rather than on video.
This was a good... There were someone videotaping it, but this was a good live show to be at.
This is a fine live show.
This is like the stuff that we talked about liking with the Zero and... was in Iroh yesterday. It was a lot more of that kind of comedy Rudo bumbling, but
yeah.
also getting the better of the technicals kind of deal for
what
the first three matches, I would say.
What I want to mention that was weird about this is like there were dogs running around during the show.
Yes.
Just running. No, like while the matches were going on, they're just going up to people, sniffing if they have food or anything.
Yeah.
And during the breaks and falls, the wrestlers would go just sit in the crowd and hang out. It was very... it's not the type of thing you would never see that in America. Like, you never have dogs just running through the show and nobody saying anything or...
Well, the dogs... we were taking up the dog space, basically. The dogs kind of lived there and we were just kind of...
Yeah, the dogs... Yeah. And you should never go to the bathroom in Kwakalo.
No.
That was the first thing Black Terry warned us about. That you don't go there because you have to get to the bathroom, you have to pass the dogs who guard the bathroom.
Yeah.
And there's no, it's just, it's like a porta potty with no door.
If you, there was a Chuck Taylor video from the time he went to Chile.
Yeah,
asked,
oh, that's right.
Yes, this is a good reference point. If you're
female, you definitely don't want to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. So the Rudos took that one, Cachado and Orbit 2000. I thought that was good.
Mm-hmm.
The third match was a trios match. Tessio, Aknon, and Loki were the Technicos versus Dragon Negro, Chicago Rush, and Mortal.
You pronounced Chicago Rush probably.
Yeah. The odds were on my side that one.
Chicago Rush was a football player, by the way.
Yeah, but you didn't have the cool mask.
No.
You didn't have the face mask.
And yeah. Loki was not the Loki.
No. There were two guys in green masks, and I couldn't tell which one was Tessio and which one was Loki.
Yeah.
But there were which one of them feud with Immortal the whole match. And ended up beating Immortal in the end by
pulling his mask. The technical pulled the Rudo's mask.
Pulling his mask and getting his feet on the rope.
Yeah.
So it was completely cheating. Justice Zero missed all of that somehow. It was not his best refereeing job. Was he? No, he wasn't. That was the referee.
This was the replacement referee.
This was the second skinny young referee.
Yeah.
Who might have been in the first match. So after their match, Immortal went over through the microphone to complain about the cheating by the technicos.
Yeah.
And suckered the technicos in and gave, and the Rudos attacked and he gave him like a
J-driller.
He put his feet on the announce table or
yeah.
the microphone table and then pulled them off into a pile driver from
yeah.
there. So
it was pretty cool. It was far away from us, but because like to get to the mic doesn't move.
No,
you have to walk to where the mic is.
Yeah, so
and make your challenges.
Yeah, so when Justin Ciro had to announce the match, he refereed the winner. Is he had to
yeah.
walk all the way back across? He does a lot of roles for that. It's a very small promotion.
But I mean, it's good. It's a nice, fun atmosphere. We asked Black Terry, and like the week before, Lucha Memes ran that building. And they had, like, he said 300-400 people. It was full. So
yeah.
it was a better fan experience.
Yeah, it was more like a neighborhood crowd. Like, if you were living
yeah.
a few blocks away.
Basically
you,
walking distance.
Yeah, people coming in during the show. Even, like, as far as the third, fourth match, I thought.
All the kids behind the fence were cheating and watching the show for free.
Yeah.
But they're very serious. They start on time and everything.
Yeah, yeah. They
yeah.
started on time. That was amazing for
yeah.
me.
Yeah. So what they did in between matches, it was also by the locker room, which is the far side, is that Immortal looked like he was signing some contract. And they had made some mass, which was mass challenges. Because
they have their anniversary show coming up.
Yeah, it's on October 13th, I believe they said.
Yeah.
So
they're setting stuff up.
So it seemed like they set up that
mm-hmm.
Immortal versus whichever one he got, mm-hmm. he attacked. The Rudos, it was Technos taking 2 and 3 to win that one before all the craziness happened.
It was cool. They did some dives. If you've ever seen Coacalco, there's no mats, no nothing. It's just hard floor sand. So
it's not even just sand. It's, you know, bottle caps and glass
yeah.
and whatever's,
glass.
Whatever's left.
That's how Arrow Boy got sliced up with the beer bottle to his back
yeah.
last week.
It's just whatever whatever happens to be around there. And it's
and try not to hit the dogs.
When you do the dive, you have the dirt on you for the rest of the match,
yeah.
too. So it's not a place where they have a shower installed to clean you off. So
and they did a chair shot to the head in that match. That was, these chairs are not
yeah.
fake. That sounded disgusting.
Yeah. The fourth match was the one with the biggest names of the show.
Yeah.
It was Guerrero Maya, Hip Hop Man, and Golan versus Magnifico, Judas El Traidor, although that's not how they spell it. Pronounce Judas at all.
Judas El Traidor.
No.
Judas.
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 And Wotan on that team. And I think the highlight
Magnifico was our, Hip Hop Man was our Stukita of the day. He followed us around.
Yes. Yes. But he thought ahead because unlike Stukita, he had two different outfits.
That's right. And he did different stuff.
Yeah. Here he was working as a technico. Although there was a little bit of similarity because he got into a chop battle with Wotan where he was chopping, he was doing the weakest chops. Or I don't know if he was doing weak chops on purpose, but he would do weak chops and then Wotan would strike back hard and slap him. And Hip Hop 9 won out after some of those chops. But he took those.
Yeah, the chops were pretty sick sounding.
Yeah.
And it was I liked the match. It was good. Guerrero Maya worked on the mat at the beginning. It was very cool. Mm. And then Magnifico is like Bret Hart's clone, basically. He wears his exact gear. Mm-hmm. But the funny thing is, he's the son of Justiciero, who's the referee.
Yes.
And the crowd kept... At one point, he like tagged out, and then his dad forced him to come back into the ring and say, come on, you gotta get back in there, son.
Yeah.
And prove himself. So he was facing off with Guerrero Maya earlier.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
Guerrero Maya actually took a pinfall in this match, which is kind of surprising after seeing Triton, Pulvora... just go over the indie guys pretty easily on the other show. The Rudos end up taking it the second and third fall to win that. Mm-hmm. They won that clean.
I was surprised they beat Guerrero Maya Jr. But
they beat him in the second, and then they beat the other two guys in the third to win it.
After an accidental three count.
Yeah, and Meyer did a dive to take out one of the guys, and the other two did. And I thought that was you could tell the difference that match and the other matches. This is more professional. The guys had more experience. Yeah. And that showed through, I thought.
I like this match. This match was good. We found out during the match that Wotan is Impulso's brother.
Ooh, I didn't realize that.
That's so they're related. And in some people's opinion, Wotan is actually better than Impulso. But he looked very good in this match.
Yeah, Wotan and Golan, they're two guys I don't see much. Golan he's with a group whose name I can't remember right now. But so I've seen him on lineups for a long time, but I don't think I've ever seen him.
Me neither.
But he was good. He fit it. Those two guys fit in well. And then the main event was Aramis versus Juana La Loca. Juana's doing Exotico.
But he didn't really do Exotico stuff in the match. He just wrestled a straight match.
He wrestled a straight match in a woman's outfit, basically.
And the referee of this match was Chicago Rush.
I didn't realize it was Chicago Rush.
It was Chicago Rush.
Oh.
Everybody's doing double duty.
Yeah. It's not a big staff. So they did where Juana Loca won the first fall after a rough bump and a foul.
Mm-hmm.
And then a long second fall, Juana won it clean without any problem at the end because they were building up to a... Juana doesn't wear masks, Aramis does, so I guess they wanted to make sure that you believe that he had a chance before they did a hair versus mask match, which they had challenges for that afterwards.
They get bonus points for me for the finish. They set up a Spanish fly, and then instead Juana pushed Aramis off, so he backflipped onto his own feet.
Yeah.
Gave him a double drop kick and then made him submit to a cool submission move.
Yeah.
They did a lot of stuff that I'm surprised because I've never seen these guys, but they did a lot of cool stuff. They did dives, they did cool spots on the floor, they fought into the crowd.
Yeah.
Juan Loca was pretty good, actually. I'd like to see more of him.
Yeah, I thought it was a little bit too much into the crowd for me. I was missing just Zero's fast countouts.
Yeah.
Because they did go out a few times, but I thought it worked as a main event. It didn't feel like they were dropping off too much by following the match before that.
It definitely felt like a real main event, though. Like, when you go to a small show, you expect the main event to be the best match. And they definitely went all out. They tried to do the best match.
Do you have any thoughts on this card, TKD?
TKD, what happened to Randy? He left?
He's wearing a mask. I did really enjoy the main event a lot more than I was expecting to. I think it's something that works live, I think.
Yeah.
A lot more than, you know, if you watch it on TV, you're probably not going to enjoy it nearly as much. And I think that's one thing I'm finding out this trip is Lucha Libre Live is very different. Not just because of the atmosphere, but just because of the things that you can, how the match feels. It feels very different.
Everybody listening probably hates you right now. Lucha Libre is better live. Fuck that guy. I'm never coming to Mexico.
No, but I would say in my case that
she speaks.
It's a place where it would be interesting to be like once or twice a month.
You know,
because it feels like you are able to see real Lucha Libre and also like you get to see people that may do something very interesting.
Yeah.
And on the way out, they announced some names for their next show.
Yes.
Yeah, it was
the Brothers,
Universal Dos Mil, Mastro, I know Dos Mil.
They started at the worst and kept improving.
Heavy Metal, Daga, Eterno.
That's,
and think there were a couple others. I'm not remembering.
It's like two of these do not belong.
Yeah.
But Dynamite Brothers, Heavy Metal, Masakura Sagrada. Oh, and Daga in Eternal.
Daga in Eternal.
What is Daga going to do against any of those guys?
No, they're going to work together because that's where they started out.
That's right. No, well, they'll probably work the local guys. Probably Wotan and whoever.
Yeah. So, so that would be October 13th.
Yeah.
It was next week.
No, that's next week. And then October 13th is the anniversary show. It's the 19th of September next week. Yeah.
Okay.
And then we took a taxi all the way to... Well,
we took the van all the way to
Naokalpan.
Yeah.
And after missing our exit once or twice, it started to pour, and we finally got there. And we thought that the show hadn't started yet, so we bought our tickets, and we went to El Jeque, who used to wrestle for CMLL. He's got a quesadilla stand right outside that his wife makes all the food, right outside the arena.
Yeah.
The best
quesadillas.
They were very good quesadillas. So.
It's the first food I've eaten since Friday. It's amazing.
Even if they weren't the first, even if it wasn't the first food, it was still pretty good.
Yes.
They're addictive.
Yeah.
Now we're
addicted. You want to have more.
Yeah, I think everyone who ordered one ended up having two by the time we were done.
Black Terry introduced us to Heke, and we showed him Lucha Blog and Lucha Wiki, and he was impressed by all the information that's up there. It was pretty cool, actually. He was surprised that we knew all the stuff about his career from before, and how we actually could pull up his matches from like 1996 or whenever. It's cool. And eventually he ended up selling a mask to TKD or Randy. I don't know which one.
Yeah.
One of them bought a mask.
Yeah, Pussy was showing us all the masks from different parts of his career. He had the Kundra
mask.
Yeah. He had a few different Jackie masks. He had the Pantera 3 mask, which I forgot he would.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
But I ended up getting one of the Black Hecate masks.
Which you can see on Twitter, I think, if you go to TKD underscore what.
I don't think I've uploaded it yet.
It'll be there eventually.
Be there.
Cecilia, I took a picture of it.
Yes.
So it'll probably end up on Twitter and Facebook at some point soon.
So we thought that the show hadn't started yet, but it turns out when we went inside, the second match was already in the ring. So we apologize to Alpha, Omega, Anubis Black, and Aranha de Plata.
That's correct.
Who had the opening match.
Yeah, we found out the Rudos won that match, but we didn't really get to see it. We joined like about a couple minutes of the second match, it seemed like.
How much you want to bet the first match had? Package Pile Driver, Spanish Fly, and Backcracker.
Yes, because I think we saw at least two Package Pile Drivers on the earlier show, and we saw one here or two, I think.
I think so.
Yeah. The match we did came in for was El Divo teaming with Al Nextreme, who was replacing Silver Star, who never showed up for Monterey, versus Fresero and Hip Hop Man. Hip Hop Man was now Arudo with the new outfit. And Arudo Fresero is a hard man, and Hip Hop Man is not a hard man.
They were hilarious.
Yes. They were kind of, Fresero was unhappy with how hard Hip Hop Man was shopping people or refusing to come in at times, and Hip Hop Man, Fresero cheap shot Hip Hop Man at one point, and Hip Hop Man spent like in between falls
being scared of him,
being pretending he was about to hit Fresero until Fresero turned around, and then he was just flexing his bicep.
It was pretty good. There was lots of comedy, but not comedy that ruined the match and slowed it down. It was like they still did lots of action.
Yeah,
which you can tell because the crowd threw money afterwards.
Yeah, well, they did so much action that like both of the technicals were hurt after one fall
or
the other.
Doctor made like two visits.
Yeah.
First, Alan Extreme got powerbombed and his shoulder like came out or something.
And then Devo was hurt on the powerbomb too.
Powerbomb backcracker
to end the match, if I remember right.
Yep.
The Rudos took 2 and 3 to win that. Devo did a big dive into the crowd.
On the opposite side of us.
Yeah.
You have to go to Black Terry's Flickr to see the best photos.
Yeah.
And maybe a video eventually.
Yeah.
Because we were on the other side. But it was pretty good. And then the fans threw money after. I was surprised, but the fans started throwing money, so I threw in a 5 peso because it was an entertaining match. And the wrestlers were really appreciative. Randy, anything?
No.
Randy was too busy because they screwed up his cell phone.
Yeah. about 1.5 gigabytes of data from Telcel. I ended up getting about 150. Yeah, using about 150, and now I have to figure out how to get more data.
Yeah.
So.
Next was
Rolampico, Dr. Cerebro, and famous Japanese man Kenshi Kabuki.
Kenshin Kabuki, no habla español.
Yeah. Versus Los Gringos VIP, Hijo de Diablo, Beastman, and Apollo Schrader Jr.
Who only speak English.
Who only speak English.
This was the weirdest thing. You have a Japanese guy who may or may not be Japanese.
I think at this point, no one, everyone just humoring Kabuki.
Pretty much. And then you have three Rudos who are Mexican but are American with their gimmick.
And they had personalized top hats even.
Yeah. Abisma's tights said what?
Yes, because he doesn't understand what you're saying. So,
exactly.
So much like me in most conversations, I'm like Abisma. I just say what? And then I just pretend, nod and say okay.
And the biggest pop of the match was all the girls for Relámpago.
Yes, he was way
old. He
was
stripped afterwards.
He was.
Oh, Cecilia loves him.
He was not. Like,
Cecilia was just trying to grab his chest.
If Marco Corleone is a 10, then Relámpago is like 7, 8-ish from reaction.
He did some moves, actually, but in between the moves, he was always dancing and whatever.
No,
yeah, he
was showing his
moves. Yeah. He did the one big head scissors. Or tried to do the one big head scissors. Was it
right at us? Yeah, he took our polo off the apron with a Frankensteiner to the floor, right into our laps.
Yeah,
it was pretty. It was so I didn't expect it at all, so I didn't even have my camera going.
Rudos, the Gringos VIP took the first fall with a triple camel clutch. They even tied the Technicos legs together.
Yep.
Then the Technicos came back with a triple dive in the second fall and took that.
And then they rolled them up, and then third fall, Relámpago did a springboard moonsault dive.
Yeah.
Kabuki did a tope suicida.
Yeah.
Then there was near falls with Cerebro and Diablo.
Yeah.
And it ended with Cerebro pinning him 1-2-3 with the powerbomb.
Well, that was like a double
wing.
Oh,
the double underhook,
yeah.
And then afterwards we had the challenges.
Yeah.
In English from Hijo del Diablo.
Yes.
Boys and girls, listen to me.
Yes. I think we ended up with Cerebro pointing out that Abisman does not have hair and Apollo. It's just beginning to get hair again.
Yeah.
So he ended up challenging Diablo for his hair.
For a hair match.
Just as a complete set.
And then Diablo gave the mic to a fan. ¿Qué dice el aficionado?
El aficionado.
The fan said something to respond to the challenge, but the crowd started booing. I couldn't understand what it was.
Okay.
My guess is they didn't agree to do it.
No. No, but but I'm sure they're headed that way. Diablo did point out that they're their best trio in Mexico. So.
Yeah.
So,
number one trio, number one group.
Yeah.
And then came the semi-main, which was... there was money thrown after that match too.
Yeah, so with
every match, Nao Kaupan gets money.
Yeah, I know in the other match, Hip Hop Man got hit with the money and sold it.
Yeah.
So that was good.
I'm very curious to know, like, this group is... Their English pronunciation is from where? It's like... I cannot place where they're...
I assume the Gringos VIP have watched a lot of cartoons, and that's where they're getting their English from. They're watching the Flintstones, they're watching the Jetsons.
I'm going to vote Diablo for best promo in the Observer Awards. See Dave Meltzer, I have no idea who he is.
Yes.
Thinks I'm just fucking with him again.
Yes. The fourth match was official AK-47, Eterno, Demon Clown versus Veneno, Supernova... And it was supposed to be Hijo de Dos Caras, but he was nowhere to be seen. So, Bambiro.
So Black Terry is very happy. I hope you're listening to this, Hijo de Dos Caras.
So, Bambiro Infernal wrestled.
Wait, hold on. This continues the trend. Whoever has the IWRG heavyweight title
disappears.
Is a piece of shit. I mean, disappears.
So, but it was obviously a last-minute thing because Bombero was wearing Fursero's boots and Fursero's, a spare pair of Fursero's tights.
The crowd even chanted, like, when he goes VIP or whatever.
Yeah. But he even though he was last-minute, he still had a good match.
He was fine.
He was wearing Fursero's sunglasses, too, in the backstage promo. It looked cool.
He looked at me when I said, Bombero.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was very happy someone was cheering for him.
Yeah. The Rudos started brawling right away. They took the first fall.
Yeah.
The second fall. The Veneno has this thing where he does...
Yeah, if you've seen the Veneno match.
Ooh, ah.
It was really Veneno and Demon Clown feuding for the most of the match. Veneno reaching for the power of the fans around him.
Failing every time he was
putting his hand on someone's head, powering up, racing to the ring, and just immediately getting destroyed and sent right back out every time.
He was so over, though. It's incredible how popular he is.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that I think people who watch IWRG on TV kind of find it frustrating after a while, because like
it's
Super Porky, he kind of overpowers the match, but everything's gonna be around Veneno. But live, people just love him for people to come there.
He's easily the most popular guy.
And we should point out this: a lot of people came here. It was like maybe 50% full, maybe a little
more
than
that.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Especially considering some of the other IWRG turnouts of late. So it ended up with the Rudos taking the first and third fall, Demon Clown to splash Veneno to squat to get the win at the end. And he got to celebrate for about 5 seconds before the
Junior Dynamites.
Yeah, the Junior Dynamites works. Yeah. Cien Curse Jr., Hio de Mascara Minor, 2000 Universo, 2000 Junior, all ran in an attack and stopped him down. They had issues prior when Hio de Los Caros was wrong, but I also get the feeling that maybe Hio de Los Caros was supposed to be part of this and they just kind of made something up without him there.
It was strange because the Rudos attacked Rudo, Demon Clown.
Yeah.
And then the Technicos made the save.
Except
the Traumas and Canis Lupus.
But they're really Rudos too, almost.
Exactly. And then they cheered the Junior Dinamitas for attacking Demon Cloud. Yeah. Then they started booing them when the Traumas showed up to make the save.
Well, I think
so. They went from Technico to Rudo in seconds.
I think the key is that no one likes Demon Cloud.
Yeah.
So everyone.
Well, we can tell by the chants.
Yes.
It was a brawl right away. So the main event just started without any entrances.
It was complete. Yeah, because I was watching. I caught the eye of the TV screen, and they did the graphic for the matchup after the first fall because they were just so caught off guard. It was a complete brawl the whole match. People, especially Traumas, hitting people very hard. Universal 2000 Junior got a strong welcome from.
I'm guessing they're not best friends anymore, or not even friends after this.
I think. When the guy comes from nowhere and gets put on top immediately,
I guess,
other people want them to force them to prove that they belong there, basically.
I'm going
to
actually watch this on TV because I want to see. Because live, they beat the fuck out of the guy. Like, you could see the welts on his body.
Yeah.
If you go to Black Terry's Flickr, you got a good picture of, like, three different welts just on his chest.
Yeah, because Hip Hop Man got hit in the first show, and you see his skin was red. When they were doing chop fights, when someone's just red, that's just hard chops. But when their skin is broken,
then you know there's problems.
Then you know they were doing pretty hard.
The first two falls were like nothing. I didn't even see when the first fall ended, and then the second was an accidental referee drop kick, so they DQ'd them.
Yeah.
So it's tied 1-1.
Yeah, first fall was Capo, second fall was Trauma Team. Third fall, it looked like the Capos were about to win. Trauma. Dose maybe had
a submission.
Had the spider leg lock on one of the capos. Demon Clown came in, hit the Trauma first, so I think the Traumas won by DQ, but no one ever got around to it.
Didn't matter. Yeah.
And then beat the crap out of the capos.
It was Cien Carlos.
He was the one that they. Cien Carlos Jr.
They ripped his mask, stabbed him with a fork.
Yeah.
Made him bleed a bit, and then
he kept the other guys at bay. They brawled out through the crowd to where we are. Yeah, they hit him with the plastic chair a few times. Cien Carlos' mask was just completely destroyed by the end of that.
Buried in chairs in the crowd.
The Demon just tried to take him away to carry him in the back, but then Demon Clown did a promo on him, and Cien Carlos came back to counter it. It sounded like they were teasing a mask versus mask match, but who knows if they'll actually get around to that. They could be doing it next week, or they could never be doing it. You never really know with IWRG.
Maybe the title's already vacant, and they'll just do a heavyweight title match.
Yeah. I don't think they're giving up on Hio de Dos Caros just for missing once, but...
Who knows?
But who knows?
And that was it. Then they took off, and we went to have some more quesadillas. Oh, I took a picture with Eterno.
Yeah.
And we spoke to him. We were supposed to go see a show on Saturday with him, but I think that one's canceled now.
Yeah.
So we'll see. And then we went to have more quesadillas with Heke at the back. And then we left.
Yeah.
That was it.
We came back to Mexico City. We had a late dinner, as we usually do. And then we're back here. I thought, I liked the shows we saw the other days, but I thought today's was the best two shows.
Super fun day. Super fun. So much going on. It's like, you can't go wrong with two shows like this.
Yeah.
Intensity's going.
We did run into Hip Hop Man on the way leaving, and he appreciated us for going to both shows. And
he
seemed amused by that, too, though.
And while we were there in AAA, ran in Cancun, and the real Dos Caras Jr. won his debut match.
Yeah, so.
So hopefully we'll see that on TV eventually.
Eventually.
We've got the lineup for... We found out that next week they're running Arena Coliseo in Mexico.
Yeah.
And it's going to be the first appearance of either Atlantis or Ultimo Guerrero without a mask.
Yeah.
Plus, they're doing Stuka Hechicero. So, we are going to go to that one way or the other.
Yeah. So, that'll be the first time we go to Arena Coliseo. So, the rest of the week is starting to figure out what we're actually doing at this point.
The one wrestler interaction we almost had, we went to eat at
Casa de Tonio.
Casa de Tonio, in a restaurant, and then we saw, it just so happens, as we were about to leave, Tiger tweeted out that he was at Casa de Tonio's. But we didn't see him there. Like, I mean, obviously he wouldn't be eating in his mask, but
he should be.
Terry didn't see him, so we just left. But then we found out he was there, so we missed him by only a few minutes. Yeah. But we'll meet up with him at some other point.
Yeah, we've run into a lot of people already.
Yeah, tomorrow the plan is to meet with Valiente. Yeah. Hopefully it works out.
Yeah.
And that's about it. Tomorrow there's no shows.
Yeah, tomorrow's no shows. Tomorrow's
zero shows.
We've loaded up on shows on the weekend because there's no shows in the week.
Basically, the only thing we have is Querétaro on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
And then we're basically done for the week.
And then we're in Mexico.
Well, yeah, except until Friday, we're done for the week.
Yeah. So I'm not sure what we're going to be talking about tomorrow. I'm not sure if there's going to be a podcast tomorrow, but maybe we'll come up with
something. We're going to Black Terry's house. There's going to be a million things to talk about.
Yes, yeah.
Yes.
And that's about it.
Yeah. So thanks for listening in. Let me know how everything sounds. Give us feedback if you can. And we will talk
Tell to us you. If you want more Noriko.
Yeah.
To say
adieu.
Bye. Bye. Japanese, please.
Sayonara.
Sayonara.